the dead of 5D go? Is there a transition or something like here on Earth with the 4D? In Tayeta, for example, or in any 5D world, living there creates attachments too. And so yes, there is something like low astral world for 5D worlds. What we call, or wrongly call, 6D. Yes, but as it happens on Earth, it depends on each person. They are at the source, or our astral. For them there, they have physicality, although from our point of view, they do not. It is the matter of frequencies, having it high enough to reach theirs and obtain a positive link. We can meditate and reach that state, or in lucid dreams, talk with deceased people, knowing that we are asleep, and even talk about it with them. What is the difference between the low astral and the high astral? They only refer to positions in theory within the ideas of each group of people. Because when you agree on something, it becomes an agreement. But they are only manifesting a place in an infinite number of astral places. There are agreements about a positive world of love and peace, for example, because that's what's generated for themselves. But as such, nothing exists as places. Everything is within each person, generated by their own consciousness. So there is no physical world. Everything is astral. Everything is an idea, personal or collective. What is better, to bury or incinerate? It depends on the viewpoint, because on Earth, where the money is used, it is more expensive to bury than to incinerate. But from the holographic point of view, one should be returned to Earth, buried deep in the Earth, in nature, and without a coffin, only wrapped in a sheet of cotton or other degradable material. A question from the follower. My husband always has dreams with his dead stepfather that attacks him. To dream that you are attacked by a dead relative, what is that? For me, it means you have a problem with the stepfather that has not yet been solved, or that dead person has a problem with the one living and is trying to communicate something. It depends on what is this attack, because it might not be an aggression, but only the mundane interpretation of the living person. It may also be that a negative entity is bothering you. It happens all the time, and takes the stepfather's form to augment the fear of the living person. It suggests that the stepfather was something negative for that person. He is still afraid of his stepfather. It manifests itself in dreams as a personification of something negative. As with all these entities, the only way is to face them, to arm yourself with courage and to face them in the dream or however you can. Otherwise, it will continue. But I insist that it could only be an entity that is using the stepfather's trauma to cause him fear and consume his lush, vital energy. If he were afraid of the clowns, this entity would appear as a clown. If it was spiders, spider it would be. But as you fear stepfather, then it is the stepfather. Or it is just the stepfather from the other side, trying to communicate with him, because he still cannot be at peace, perhaps because of how disastrous he was with the living person in life. What happens to deceased children? Those who die, whether due to illness, accident, natural death, etc. Do they pass directly to another density, skipping over the 4D? Or will it depend on the 3D matrix load you have? And what about those who were not born or died at the birth? Religiously speaking, belief indicates that they are angels and pass directly into the arms of God. And giving the connotation and analogy of the video, that baby goes straight to the source and above 4D. No? Here is a problem that those who listen will not like. A small child is only small in body, but the soul is very old and has multiple attachments of thousands of years or more. So, once dead, the child is just one more deceased soul with the same problems as any other. The fact it is a child is only a condition of the age of the body, but not of the soul. So it depends on what each child is and has, their interests and attachments conditioned by countless previous lives. What happens with babies when they die? Do they manifest themselves at the astral as well? But they can't walk like other dead people. A baby is just a body. The soul may or may not be very old and with its own attachments and history. The brain is only the translator. And a baby's brain, or even a child's brain, will not interface completely with the signal of the soul until it's about 7 years of age. This means that it's not entirely there yet. The baby will manifest as it remembers and interprets itself to be, based on the previous experience. Previous, you mean before being a baby? Previous life and afterlife self-concept. So it might manifest in the astral with another body, yes? Previous one. The one or as it prefers to manifest itself, including what others expect to see. This is why children may manifest themselves as a child ghost, but there are records of children going back to see their family, parents, wearing an adult astral body. They do recognize them, though, amazingly. Even with near-death experiences, as I have said, what they find when they die depend exclusively on what they wish to see and what they expect to see. And this is backed up by data of leading researchers in the field of near-death experiences, where they have found that the classical tunnel of light is something seen nearly exclusively in the West. And it differs a lot in other cultures on Earth. For example, in the Japanese culture, the near-death experiencer will find a river, and the challenge is to get across it. In African culture, they need to wait for their relatives to come for them. This part is interesting, as the visitations of the relatives are a constant in all cultures, many times preceding death, weeks before, where the terminally ill will report dead relatives coming to them, sitting on their beds and comforting them, and promising to make their transition easier by accompanying them during the process. This is also a sign for them of an unannounced death, and can occur as far back as 2 years before the death process of the individual, with a drastic change of personality and interests in the to-be-dead. And what's with the organs that induce human beings to bad practices? Where are they? In 4D? They are in another matrix created by them. It is not the same place, so to speak, as where the disembodied ones are, although they do have access there. By places, I mean here as created by many people in the astral by agreement. It's not that they are in one place or another. They are in their own world, because they know this and manipulate it for their convenience while maintaining mental control first over the living population and then over the deceased ones. The spirits from the earth can ascend to fifth density? From their individual perspective, they manifest themselves as they want or desire according to their own ideas. Many are still perceived with the body, and that is why they do not leave. They cannot ascend to fifth density just because of their own limiting ideas. If they do not have them, which many do not have, yes, they can access the fifth or above. As I have always said, the only reason they are limited is because of their idea that they are limited. Another question about euthanasia on Earth and euthanasia in your civilization. How do you see it? Death is not taken as something necessarily bad. It is not taken as something tragic when the individual decides to leave, that it is time. It is known that the person will return if desired. Even still, euthanasia in Thai Geta is rare. What happens is that an individual who reaches the end of his days does not get sick, decrepit, and suffering because our technology already overcame those problems. They are solved. When you die naturally in Thai Geta, it is of your own free will. As we can use the law of attraction to dominate our lives, when we want to leave, we die in peace and during our sleep. This discarding accidents and the like that do occur. On Earth, euthanasia is a more complicated issue than in Thai Geta because of other factors non-existent in Pleiades. If an individual wishes to leave openly and is suffering, we do not see why his true and sincere desire cannot be fulfilled. But on the other hand, we also know that many individuals embody seeking as part of their experience there on Earth the expansion that will give them the experience of having lived through, despite everything, and until the last consequences. And giving someone the euthanasia, you can truncate part of his incarnation plan. In my opinion, and applying my knowledge on timelines, I see this as an argument with little truth. The individual and preventing suffering is paramount to me. Remember also that there is no death as such, and that the individual will have other opportunities. Why do some dead people's souls get stuck there, leeching on sometimes to the living people, and simply not reincarnate? I've heard that some human souls may leech on to someone living because they share a common interest, especially when doing drugs, drinking, or smoking, but maybe also because they share a common interest like in architecture, music, or painting, where it's called inspiration as coming from the spirits, whispering ideas to the artists. So an attachment is not necessarily bad, just because it's an attachment. And why do they stay there instead of reincarnating? Because they don't know they can, or they don't want to. And remember that the higher the density, the faster the ideas manifest. That is why many spirits are perceived with a body as if nothing had happened, because they are very attached to the idea that they exist because they have a body. You said some stay there and they can't go out. They form clans, etc. But haven't they also had thousands of incarnations before? And they will have them later. So in what way do they stay there, if in theory they have many lives, not only that one? Why do they stay there? Simple, because they want, and they want that because it is the only thing they know. But they had lives before. They know other alternatives. Yes, but since they are still in the 3D matrix, even when dead, they still only remember whatever they remember, as if they were alive. Some leave, but most have big attachments, and that is what anchors them there. They are still in 3D. Ah, okay. Their memory is not activated because they haven't left to 5D yet. I get it. And why, instead of incarnating in 3D in a person alive again, do they stay there? Those who know they are dead. For example, they leech off the energy from the children, as you said. Why? Why not simply incarnate? Because they are very attached and do not want to retire, to rest. They only want to stay there. They are fulfilled by being like this, parasites. Yes, but at some point they incarnate, because we all have many lives, don't we? At some point they will incarnate, yes. And what do you do with the dead? They are wrapped in linen or cotton with organic ropes and buried deep in the earth, in nature. When we reincarnate, do we keep some physical features of the previous body? What happens is that this is because of attachments and ideas that remain. So many people incarnate with the wound that killed them in the previous life as a strange area of skin or an area without color or a spot or a cranial deformation, things like that. But they are ideas, reflected memory, as there was a lot of attention in the mortal wounds in the last moments you incarnated with the idea of having that was not healed because it was mortal. So it manifests in the new body. In the case of the twins, when they pass to the astral, will they keep their individuality or will they be a single consciousness? It depends on each case. Things happen according to the attachment of the twins in life with each other. If they separated a lot, they will be two souls, two sister consciousnesses. If they are very attached to the level of non-stop looking for each other all the time and with strong attachments to each other, then they will become one soul. It also happens with lovers. Why are we afraid of death? The Catholic or Christian Church accepted reincarnation until the Middle Ages, near the year 800. That is where the high clergy, Vatican, decided to modify the concepts around reincarnation, because they were exploiting the people in a horribly intense way and in every way, and ordinary people were committing suicide in large numbers. So they implemented the concepts of non-reincarnation and extreme punishment for those who do it, as unsavable capital sin, after which they go straight to hell. Also, as you can imagine, the fact that people think there is only one life puts them in terrible stress and fear, which is what the controllers always want. We can also trace the historical framework of the fear of death with the birth of materialism. Although it has its roots in ancient Greece, it is born mainly during Newtonian mechanics, where the universe is equaled to matter. It has three primary characteristics: materialism, reductionism, and determinism. With this concept, mind and consciousness are the result of matter, in this case, as a result of both chemical and electrical neuronal processes. Other realities are ruled out. The problem is that what is not within the framework of Newtonian materialism, Descartes, cannot be verified with the scientific method. It is here that science, as it is on Earth, is considered by us, among other races, as religion more, because yes, it is dogmatic. The problem of the dogmatic scientific religion goes beyond just not being able to verify what is not within the 3D, but also accepting theories that also have no scientific validity based on their own verification and acceptance rules. An example of this is Darwinism, evolution of species, or Einstein's relativity. Both theories that are the basis of the matrix society neither meet the standards established by the same earth science. They are unproven theories, but are taken as fixed rules. So, after this big introduction, the fear of death and that there is nothing after dying, that we return to nothingness, to the dark, to unconsciousness, destruction of the ego, it is just a belief without any scientific validity. The fear of death also comes logically from not remembering the veil of oblivion that happens only on Earth. Negatives have used that feature of 3D to generate more fear. For many races, such as Centauri, for example, that are 100% genetically equal to terrestrial humans, it is impossible to deny the existence of reincarnation and the life or existence of consciousness in the between world or the between life. Again, it is almost impossible to verify this for the 3D, being the job of each person to seek and assemble all the pieces and take the responsibility for deciding what they will believe. The people in the 3D, many if not most of them, are still strongly functioning within 2D ideas and duality. People in the evolutionary state of the somewhat primitive soul will only think of three things. Those three things are: can that be eaten? Can that eat me? Can I mate with that? This keeps most people in 3D in a state of constant alarm, of fear, of feeling that everything is after them and that they must survive to pass their genes to the next generation. It is your job to decide what to believe. But it is a completely general consensus from 4D, 5D and above that death does not exist, only of the body. And it is very easy to leave the body. It is said that it is like getting out of a car. Even in or during severe accidents, when the level or threshold of pain exceeds a certain point established by the same person before incarnating, his consciousness will leave the body and he will only see the horrible car accident from the outside as a spectator. If for any reason I cannot ascend while I am in this body when I die, will I be able to persuade my dead loved ones to follow me, to free them completely? You cannot persuade anyone. You can only offer them the information or your point of view. It will be up to them to listen to you or not, or if their own criteria are formed in part by what you have offered. On the other hand, I see it as inevitable to ascend if you have the full intention of ascending. It is not an exam, nor is there anyone who decides for you whether you have ascended or not. Only you decide that. Only each person individually. So, from personal expectation, you always ascend. But the Van Allen bands, how do you cross them after death, ascending? People thinking in 3D mentality and perception will automatically be under that frequency. Yet the ones who are awake will have the intention to go, and that is a higher frequency enough to leave the earth. The higher the perception, the higher the frequency. They are inseparable. So, the more you know and integrate into yourself, the higher you are as a soul frequency. In another way, you are not a soul separated from source. No one is. But the lower 3D frequency soup keeps that connection to source at a minimum, like isolated or like a low power, weak signal. The higher your awareness, the higher the frequency, because all there is in other dimensions or densities is there all the time. You are just not able to sense them, to be aware of them. You need more perception. As an experiment, try looking at an old movie you saw long ago. Everything is still there, as it always has been, as how it was when you saw it the first time. But this time, with added and heightened awareness as you have it today, you will see it in a different way, noticing not only more detail, but parts of the plot that you simply didn't or couldn't see before. It's a matter of frequencies. If you are a match to something, you will get that. Once you manage to understand this, then you overcome it and transcend it. With the body, Van Allen bands can only be crossed with a ship that can handle and modify their internal frequencies to become invulnerable to that radiation frequency. A soul must also raise its frequency enough to escape, transcend duality and the idea of separation, leave the ego behind and embrace the self, the source. Even so, a soul is not inside a body, but works through a body, like a drone does. So you are, and you have always been, on higher planes. You have always been free. You only have the illusion of being trapped in your own creation. You must transcend the fear of death, because you only go level up with it. There is nothing there, neither does it hurt so much. There is only a limited amount of pain that you can endure before leaving the body. There is no death as such. It is only to overcome the limitation of a small range of frequencies, which you call your present incarnation. But it is connected to so many others, in so many places, that from the expanded point of view, it is quite limited and small.